Okay. She got a face full of jacket.
I'm hoping it works longer than 10 seconds, though.
I don't think a jacket's gonna hurt her.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. It's good.
You're now live.
I was getting into a car.
All right.
Live from
the driving around in a truck, and I was not compensating for being high up.
When we last left, you all had just been attacked by a mysterious wizard wearing a white mask, as well as all of his cronies. You, Poppy, Fenris, Vigor, you all attended the graduation of Kaer Morhen. The two witchers became on the path. That would be Poppy and Fenris. So with Poppy and Fenris's admission to the path, the three of you received a contract from an old friend of Geralt named Zoltan, who described these weird little green monsters taking up residence in the Bean Bar. But he also mentioned that Zoltan, being the strong, independent black dwarf that don't need no man as he is, even though he is white, he would have gone there himself, but Dandelion, in his advanced age, is not in good health. He suggested that Geralt send some of the new recruits or himself down there. And as you all had received this contract, suddenly you were attacked. Ciri, Geralt, and Yennefer, they all disappeared using Ciri's Elder Magic. None have resurfaced since. You have no idea how long you were knocked out or frozen for. All you know is that you awoke on a brisk yet sunny, foggy morning in the courtyard of Kaer Morhen.
Oh, we're in the courtyard of Kaer Morhen?
You are still in the courtyard of Kaer Morhen, yes.
Nothing had changed, you said.
Nothing has changed. To your knowledge, nothing has changed.
I'm going to take a look around. What am I seeing? What's kind of structured? Like, what's going on?
You can tell that a very short amount of time has passed, and by very short, probably a few hours to a couple days at most. You're not really all that certain. The weather, it's getting into the early autumn months at this point in time, so the days are shorter. The leaves are starting to change colors a little bit, those that do so. Around the courtyard, there are some scattered leaves across the ground here and there. Dummies have been knocked over, training dummies have been knocked over. Torches have burned out and sit there, just the remains of a once smoldering cloth among them. Other than that, the main gate was closed, and you can probably tell that Ciri may have closed this whenever she was doing her thing, bouncing around between dimensions, as Ciri does.
Okay, I'm going over to Fenris and...
Poppy's...
Hey, cat eyes!
What?
Time to wake up.
What the hell? Are we done fighting? Oh.
You're done fighting. Poppy?
I'm good.
Did I
stand up?
I swear I thought you were fighting too. Didn't I see you get an arrow in your ass while you're climbing a tree?
You did in fact see that.
Okay. Okay, just make sure I wasn't saying things. Okay. So, it's still pretty chilly to you guys. Still feels pretty chilly to me.
I'd say not much time has passed. It's very apparent that the celebrations of last night are over.
Yes.
Well, should be getting a sign or something. Shouldn't she be back by now? Because Ciri said she was supposed to be back.
I'm going to go towards the actual, like, inner sanctum of Kaer Morhen and see if anybody's inside or see if I hear anybody.
Okay.
Start doing some investigating.
You walk up the stairs out of the courtyard, winding through just some of the brush that was there before. Not any indication that any more time has passed. It's just, with everything going on here recently, the two new witchers being on the path, tidiness has kind of been put to the side to get everybody combat ready. You do notice, you specifically, the Nilfgaardians that were there with you. You were not the only one here. Right. They have abandoned the scene. There was not really a sign of struggle or anything like that. You just noticed that nothing is there. As you walk into the Inner Sanctum of Kaer Morhen, opening the much larger than you wooden door, you notice that, again, just like the outside, torches have been burned to the point where there's nothing left. Candles have been wicked out. There is no wick remaining in them, and just below them lays a solid pile of wax that has reshaped itself as it has cooled off, as it dripped off the candles.
I'm going to call back to them. I see no one, so either I'm the only man of my oath, unlike my fellow soldiers, or everyone has gone from a more nefarious reason. I don't want to investigate around or look for anybody alone, so...
Yeah, if you want to go with them. I'll try to see if I can get these doors open.
Raper out. Shield up.
Yeah, one of my long swords out.
And I'll be trying to investigate how to get the doors open, see if any horses are still there.
The main gate?
Yeah, the main gate.
The main gate, you do know. You can just pull a lever.
Okay.
And that will activate the counterweight, and it will raise.
Yeah, that's...
You attempt to do so, and it opens up flawlessly.
Okay.
So the main gate is open.
Okay, so I'm just checking to see if there's any horses or not, while these two are checking on the inside.
Okay, we'll come back to that here in just a few moments.
I'm going
to
keep walking around. I mean, I'm just going to walk around basically aimlessly, like... I'm not going to be shouting, you know, I'm not calling out for anybody, but I'm just going to walk around and see if I can hear anybody, any sort of thing. I'm going to see if I can find any trace of anybody else within Kaer Morhen, basically.
As the two of you go throughout the remains of the castle, as it has been battered and beaten over the years, it being one of the ancient and original castles inside the land of Velen and the greater surrounding areas as well, you notice it's pretty much the same scene all around. Something interesting you do find, as you walk into Yennefer's room where her and Geralt were staying, you notice that all her equipment is still there. She did not pack it up or anything else. It seems like that when they left in a hurry, they have not returned since. All of Yennefer's equipment is still there.
So I'm getting the idea here, Poppy, that somebody's dead. again, the idea that Geralt and Yennefer and Ciri were able to escape somehow, probably due to Ciri's elder magic, but everybody else is gone for a different reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to look through this stuff. Like, we're just going to... Here's the plan. Vigor's got a plan.
Okay.
He's not really familiar with their cat eye customs and whatnot, but what we do know is somebody that would know what's going on, which is the guy who gave us that letter, right?
Right.
He might have some sort of inclination of, like, what could have happened. If he's a friend of you, your leader, Geralt. I'm not. I don't know.
Why do you say his name like that? In character.
What? That's his name.
Kind of.
Geralt.
Geralt?
It's Geralt.
Well, excuse me. Like I said, I'm not familiar with your customs, okay? I don't come from around here. I'm no guardian, okay?
Fucking sawed off, motherfucker.
I'm just a...
Fuck off, commercials. We're having a moment.
I'm just a merc, okay, cat eyes?
All right.
Not. I like Ciri. She's cool. But, like, your other buddy, like, you know, I haven't really warmed up. We're not, like, buddy-buddy. We don't, like, fucking hang out and get beers together. He tells me, stand here with your sword, and I stand there, and I look around and make sure, like, there's no bad shit happening. That's the whole of my relationship with King Cat Eyes.
Well, if you're done yelling at me...
I'm not meaning to yell at you. I'm just projecting my voice. Poppy slits his throat. Okay, so like, but do you agree with me? We should go and find this dude, right?
Yes, I agree.
What was this guy's name?
Zoltan?
Zoltan.
Yes.
The guy that's giving...
Thanks for watching. Click here for more information.
Zoltan, in the city of...
They're and... in the free city of...
the free city, I've heard of that. It's a city that has no banner, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they've actually been there. My group has been near there on walks, but we've not. I've not actually had the pleasure going there, but I've heard good things. Okay, so we go to the Free City, which to me, I mean, I said I've heard good things, but to me just sounds like a lawless, orderless chaos land. And we go and find a tavern that's been overrun by little greenies, and we take care of the greenies in return. Maybe Zoltan will know. We'll have some information on where King Cat Eyes is. I start digging through Yennefer's shit to see if I can find anything badass.
All through the bras and underwear and all the black and gray.
I take the bra. Actually,
my man.
Can I roll a sleight of hand check to take the bra?
Sure.
Or we can pull D&D just now.
Sure, let's make a sleight of hand check.
Nat 20.
Nat 20. Okay, so.
That's a 24, so.
That's a 24. Poppy, you don't see shit.
He's wearing a bra.
And also, you know, unless Poppy was in the room with you, you know, no one's around to fucking tell you no, so.
That's right. I'm also going to look for anything that would actually be useful.
I wouldn't have told you no anyway.
Make an investigation check.
That's a nat 1. Zero modifier.
You find a couple things that you may think are interesting, but then you're like, damn, my boobs look good.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be standing on guard by the door, just not okay. Even.
Don't want to investigate too for
after our little tiff there.
Okay, so Vigor doesn't find anything useful within the stuff. I guess I'm gonna start walking back towards the gate and not even like talk to Poppy. I'm just gonna like start walking towards the back of the gate.
I'm just gonna follow him.
Assuming Poppy sees where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm not hard to miss.
So as you two walk back to the gate, Fenris, you raise the gate and you pull the lever and you start to hear the counterweights and the inner workings of the walls shift, chains rattle and pulleys turn. Just the gate raises up.
Sorry. I'm just imagining your
kid. Fenris, a smiling wolf.
I did it.
As you raise the gate, you make your way down to where the horses are kept, and you do see there are two horses and Vigor's pony still remaining there. They are out of water. They're completely out of water. Their buckets seem to be pretty dry, and they were full, probably 5 or 10 gallon buckets. They do still have hay, so they were eating.
Okay.
But as far as their water, they're kind of thirsty.
Yeah, nobody's around me, right?
No one, okay. Just you.
I'm going to go to the two horses. Yeah, you guys are going to do good. I'm going to go up to the pony. You hang in there, pony. And I'm going to see if I can find some water for them and get some water.
All right. Make a survival check.
The horse just
kicks. And that 20.
That 20. One find the hell out of some water.
What are these rolls?
We've had two natural 20s and a nat 1.
This is weird.
I know. Yeah, here you go.
So you find the shit out of some water.
I give the pony I give the pony extra water.
You give the pony some extra water? Okay. So the horses are now watered. They were not led to water, so they happily drink.
I'll be the horses. That's how horses drink.
your horse just kind of, or the horse that you have been riding, it just kind of nods its head to you, thankfully. Because, you know, you have a bond with your horse.
Cute.
Do we have names for the horses?
Do you have names for your horses?
Okay. Okay. No. Just not to be copyright. I'm gonna call him Cock. Instead of Roach, it'll be Cock.
So your horse's name is Cock. Okay.
Mine's gonna be Shit Eater, because why not?
I mean, Vigor's not there yet. He thinks the ponies are dead and shit.
Well, what would your horse's name be?
Whippersnapper.
Whippersnapper?
Yeah.
That's good.
I imagine him as like an old gray pony. He's almost like decrepit.
He just rides a mule.
He's got to be, the horse has got to be as dumpy as, you know, Vigor is.
Like, damn halfling just riding on me.
Yeah, Whippersnapper. That's his name.
Have we turned racist all of
a sudden? Yeah, my horse is an old black man. Just like,
damn racist guy.
That's just.
That damn halfling riding on my ass all day. Okay, anyway.
He's done got his feet wet. I don't know.
Okay. So you guys are coming to the gate, I guess?
Okay, so as Fenris is finishing up and putting his fetching bucket back where he got it, you two arrive outside the gate. You see Cock Shit Eater and Whipper Snapper. happily grazing on some hay and some scattered grass around the stable and the pen, drinking water happily now that the thirst has been quenched. And yeah.
I got the giggle.
Well, we've wasted probably days napping, so let's not waste any more time, and I'm gonna like run up, not tell Fenris the plan at all.
I mean,
and just like start like trying to get on this pony. I'm like, ugh.
I was like, so we're gonna need rations on the journey here?
Duh. And yes. It's like, fucking, heal it, dude. I'm like, kill it.
Well,
get out of here.
Okay, so.
Good thing I paid the pony extra.
As,
I've got Vigor, land.
As Vigor and Whippersnapper trot off into the sunrise.
I just hey, get fucking
on,
run!
I just get on my cock and just like.
Ride that cock, boy.
I'm just gonna, yep, just hop on Shit Eater and just.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
These may be done.
Maybe. All right. Do we want to take a food break while
yeah.
we trot
yes.
through the wilderness?
15.
Now, fun fact about Fringers, he has a little bit of a memory loss, and he doesn't know what sex is, but he knows what chicken animals are.
I'm so glad.
So I would assume that you were doing that. Oh, did you resume your recording? Oh, you did. Okay.
I get it. Yeah.
I
get
like,
it.
Everybody's gone, man. They're probably dead.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. Well, time to go to see Zoltan. Maybe we'll find some other information when we get to him.
You know the Zoltan guy?
Not really. I know Novigrad, though, some of his taverns, and hopefully they don't remember me. anyway, let's keep running. Come on, cop!
You realize I'm a man of the law that doesn't give a fuck about anything. But you realize I'm like a man of the law, right?
You're what?
I mean, I'm like a militant, like, fucking, like, lawman.
Well, okay. I didn't know what that meant. Okay. Don't worry. Because, I just went through some memory loss, and I don't really know a lot of the lingo that goes around. So I'm not really 100% sure.
So you got memory loss. You got your little, your fun smiling thing. And how many, did you get kicked in the head by a horse, boy?
I feel like I did, and probably a little bit from the things they put into the little thing that made us witchers.
Oh, your brew didn't brew well, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking happened. That's weird. That was Poppy back there.
Good.
Casually kill something. Beer's leading the charge. At least I think he is. He's like, well, hi there!
We're just like...
casually, their horses are casually walking, and he's just like fucking scurrying. Like,
we're going faster than his horse.
I need to go get something to drink. I forgot that I downed that. I'll be back. I assume it'll take 2 weeks to get there.
Fucking Whippersnapper's like...
See you in 2 weeks!
Fucking sweating.
I'm working.
And Figure's like doing like fucking like weird drugs off the back of his man.
Jesus.
Like pouring sweat. He's going all crazy. He's like losing weight. It's like unbuttoning his shirt. It's just
We're
like
gonna
bad
need
chest
a montage.
Hair. It's
Jeez, we're just running past ghouls, goblins, all.
And then like 10 neckers. Meters from Kaer Morhen, he's gonna just stop. He's like, and then he's gonna ride that castle. She's gone. And she's never coming back.
It's okay, Morgan. It happens. Oh, what? Yeah, don't take your mama's bait.
Here, look at this. Look at this, Momo. Look.
Morgan, how are you holding a knife like that?
Look, Momo. Look.
JK Bree, I know that's false. I'm sorry.
It's a giant fall.
Here we go. This is what happens. It goes from this to this. Playback speed was halved.
That's great.
Someone wants your
money. Oh, you slammed your head into the fucking table.
Like,
what are you doing? You hurt
if
yourself?
If I click it too many times, it'll be
She's good.
Now she's going to fall towards this.
Probably.
All right, so you guys ride at a standard pace, and it's a two-week ride, so we'll be doing this sequence of events here pretty often for the next little bit. So you all go ahead and you make camp. You're probably about 40 miles outside of Kaer Morhen at the end of the night.
Whoa there, cock! All right, we get off. Why are you guys laughing?
I don't particularly want to make camp. I mean,
if you ride through the night, you will suffer a level of exhaustion. And they get progressively worse. The first one, you have a disadvantage on all ability checks. Second one, your speed is halved. Third is disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Fourth is hit point max halved. Five, your speed is reduced to zero. Six, you're dead.
So I said we'd rest just in case.
I've got to get my 4-hour meditation in or I'm going to be a hill.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, meditation's a bit of a thing.
Where's better? Right. I already am. You're welcome.
I don't really know this country. Is it safe to start a fire?
One of us try to keep watch out.
I'll keep
it for as we're watch. Eating our rations here.
And the way that I'll do it, since there is three of you, you all will be able to keep 2.5-hour watches, and that will suffice for your long rest.
Okay.
So you only have to sleep essentially 7.5 hours.
Okay. Well, is it cold now? Like cold enough? Is it cold to the point where we'd be uncomfortable if we slept without a fire?
If you slept without a fire, it would be rather uncomfortable, and you gather that you would probably have to either bundle up really tight, like super tight.
Not bring it in, boys.
Oh. I have the perfect idea. Let me bring Cock here, and we'll just lay right next to Cock.
Everybody get in between Cock's legs.
All right, I named it after a rooster.
Okay.
You remember that much, but...
I mean, it was recent. Yeah. Thank you for the humor.
Vigor's going to set up a small fire and kind of, walk around the perimeter of whichever grove we decide to stop in to, like, make sure there's no, like, sleeping monsters, which is apparently just a normal thing all the time in this place.
It is, actually.
He's a city boy. He's not used to shit. So I'm going to do a perimeter and then make a fire.
All right.
And then I'm going to take first watch.
I want you to go ahead and make a survival check for me.
10.
All right. Your military training and everything else has taught you kind of the basics of how to survive in the wild. You do make a very, I don't want to say excellent, heat-producing fire. Because, you know, fires kind of range on more smoke or more heat.
Yeah.
Yours is a little bit on the more heat side, but there's still a decent plume of smoke. Luckily, it is, it's kind of a cloudy night, so there's not really much light to be cast around or things like that. So you feel pretty confident that if any, like, bandits or anything are roving by, you're not really going to get attacked just on the fact that your fire is giving you away from half a mile away.
I'm not super worried, because, I mean, we've already established that Vigor has, like, a gun.
Basically, kind of.
Vigor's got a gun.
White wizards on the run.
Okay.
Let's get some sleepy time music going.
Oh, is that what's happening? I do not have a level 4th sheet.
That's adorable.
So, that sucks.
Well, I guess you'll have to do it on the fly then.
I guess so.
I don't even have written down what level I am. assuming 2?
Yeah, yes, you're all level 2 right
now. Oh. Never mind. I thought we were level 3. So, my problems are solved. That's nice.
Want another bite of burger?
Mitchell, can I see your movie?
Chill now.
No, you can't hold it, because you proved to me you can't do that.
Found that at Walgreens.
Why does my AC say 1517?
I do not know. Oh, because you traded out your armor. You're in leather armor now. You're in leather armor and a shield now.
Yeah, I think you wanted more like a writing.
That would be like 15, 17 with the shield?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why that's a thing.
Gotcha. So I'm 15, 17.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, shit. I'm still wounded, like, from that.
Well, we're going long rest, so it's going to fully heal.
Yeah, you guys, you fully healed in the time that you were out and stuff like that.
Okay. Excellent.
All right, so who is going to take the first watch?
Vigor does. You guys crossbow out.
Vigor takes the first
watch. Stay about 30 feet away from them, like, cover myself in brush and shit.
Me and Poppy are just meditating.
Do you want to make, like, a stealth check or anything like that?
Yeah,
or,
for sure.
Okay, make a stealth check.
15.
15?
Not bad for Vigor.
All right. And that is not with disadvantage because you have leather armor now.
Yes. Vigor's changing his shit up. He's, like, starting to learn.
Mitchell, what armor do you have?
It's Skelma armor.
Skelma? Okay, so that still has disadvantage. And Poppy uses leather, I believe, as well.
Can I help you?
All right. So I want you to go ahead and make me a perception check.
Oh, no. 4.
4. About probably an hour and a half into your watch, you start to hear some rustling in the brush behind you. It sounds like just a gentle pace, four-legged creature. Only seems like one of them. And unless you choose to act after a few minutes, the rustling will just go away, down away from you all.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay. I'm watching over there from, like, away from 30 feet away. So, like,
okay.
The idea is just to be, like, completely invisible and, like, let them be a target. That way I can be like, wake up! And burst out of the bush and just, yeah. So no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not even going to breathe. I'm just going to stay exactly where I am. All
right. What's your constitution modifier?
Constitution modifier is +1.
Okay. All right, so you manage to hold your breath for about the amount of time that the creature is gone. With that, the rest of your watch passes peacefully. Nothing else seems to stir, and you may now wake up. The next logical choice would be Fenris, as Poppy has to go through 4 hours of uninterrupted meditation.
Right. Which she told me that.
Momo! No.
Where are you going?
The police. Coming straight from the underground. Try and get me because I'm in diapers.
A real Momo trying to get out of the underground.
She was like, I was looking for you, Mom. Right? Get it?
She may be having such a good time, she wants to come back up and see Sarah.
It's true.
We'll be back. Or I'll be back. Well, no. Maybe one or two of us will be back.
You're meditating,
maybe
so.
Maybe neither of us will be back.
I, like, get really close to Fenris's, like, face. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, like, look at him for a second. Kind of be like, this fucker okay in the head? And then I'm going to, like,
what's your passive perception, Fenris?
14.
You don't notice anything.
I'm just basically trying to, like, evaluate this guy, like, because he's kind of been weird lately. Like,
because you usually have the witchers meditate, it's going to be something like this, okay. So I'm just imagining you just come right into my face like this. So this is...
Yeah.
All right. First off, I want you to make an insight check.
Just a young gun.
That's an 8.
That's even a thing.
Vigor likes Fenris. He just wants to make sure, like, this guy's
not...
Oh,
that's what I was dreaming.
Yeah. We look at his face, like, this is...
Yeah, just a young dude.
I got an 8. Vigor likes Fenris. He just wants to make sure he's not, like, fucking unstable. Because he's on a 2-week journey now with stuff with him alone. You know what I mean?
Alright, because of your insight roll, I want you to make a medicine roll with disadvantage.
Oh.
And she wanna play with Sarah some more.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. 9.
I guess I'll eat her burger. Works
you
out.
Can't, with your limited medical knowledge and just your limited amount of time with Fenris that you've had, you're not really 100% sure if he's all there in the head, especially with his recent memory loss. So you're just not sure. You're not really put on edge. You're just he's still kind of a wild card.
Okay. So
he's like that new kid on the playground.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna kind of like
pretty much middle school.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna kind of nudge him away, I guess.
And you're right in front of me, right?
I'm pretty fucking close, yeah.
Well, hey, I guess it's my turn to swish now.
How's your hand? She says in her sleep.
Her meditation. The bigger's gonna go to Finn.
Okay, give me that.
Alright, so,
Fenris, would you like to do anything special, or are you just gonna kind of sit there?
Pretty much, I'm just gonna just walk around the little site we have, and
okay.
then just sit down and just listen to the wilds.
Okay. I want you to go ahead and make a perception check.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so it's 18?
18.
Alright. About 45 minutes into your watch, you start to hear a rustling about 50 feet away from you.
Sorry, that's the funniest shit. Like, Finner is just like sitting there like...
I'm just gonna slowly pull my crossbow and just have it at the ready. And I'm just looking at that area. If anything does come close, I'm gonna quick fire.
Clink.
Oh.
I just fucking shot myself.
No, there's a legit video of this guy's like trying to do a quick fire from the holster. Zach probably seen it. And he like pulls it up and he pulls it up, and when he pulls it up, the gun goes off and he goes, and he's like limping away. I just fucking shot myself.
I saw that. That made me happy. Why do I have this so close to me? There you go.
Who needs a quick draw like that?
Again?
Yeah.
Even in a life-threatening situation, like...
I don't remember things. This is how I remember things.
So does anything else happen, or...?
Actually, yes. As the sound does slowly approach your camp, and at the very... whenever it comes into the light, you see just two yellow eyes. It is a deer.
Aww, yeah. Baby.
With yellow eyes? Shoot it!
Deer
have, what the hell?
Deer have yellow eyes when light is reflecting into them.
Oh, is that okay?
That
Simon, is it just bread?
No, it's burger.
Hey, he'll be fine.
Okay.
He's gonna get gassy later.
I mean, we haven't even bit like 30 coyotes.
Three, but yes.
I think he'll be okay.
I think he deserves it.
Yeah, I think he deserves to die as quickly and as comfortably as possible.
Jesus Christ.
Not brutally ripped to shreds.
Look at him.
Did he even swallow that or chew that?
He's a 6-year-old, but he's this big. He's been attacked by 3 coyotes. Like, give him work.
Is what you're trying to say is he deserves to go out on his own terms? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
Like, if
so
he,
not,
like,
not the quickly. You're not wishing him dead.
No.
Hoping he gets to go out on his own terms.
Yeah, I want him to, you know, if he wants to die quickly because he's, like, got dog diabetes or something, that's fine. Like, whatever he wants.
You're so cute.
Why, thank you.
Thank you. I'm actually caught 3 coyotes by myself, even though I'm literally inches tall.
But yeah, I just watch the deer closely and just make sure it doesn't like charge the camp for no reason.
It does not charge the camp.
Okay, good.
It just sees you and it kind of like grazes a little bit looking at you guys, not really perceiving you as a threat, and just turns and walks away.
It's a bird walk away.
Doesn't perceive him as a threat even though he's holding a crossbow.
I'm just like, ooh, casually just sitting like this, and just like have this ready. It's like, you better not.
Okay.
You better not, dear.
That medicine got all over my lips now. Uh-oh. I can't feel anything.
So with that, the rest of your watch passes peacefully.
Got
and
Poppy
you
now.
Now wake up Poppy, who has made it through her meditation.
Everything bad happens with me.
You're like, hey, your turn.
Okay.
Now I just go back to mine, and now you're on watch now.
I'll kind of make a little circle around our little camp.
What the fuck is this in this playlist?
Poppy's theme song. Now this is the musical part where she starts singing.
Yeah.
Just as loud as I can.
She's like, my two
little did you know this D&D campaign was also a musical.
Once crazy was a midget. Now I'm dancing in the forest. I'm a wood elf, yeah.
And then I said, hey, what's going on? I'm about to say, this
is actually some really
music.
Somber music.
This has actually been like a real cool like look at how all the characters act.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is interesting.
Good night.
Alright, so Poppy, with this, I would like you to go ahead and make a perception check for your watch for the night.
20, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just making sure.
Not for you,
then
no.
Plus the thing you have for that.
Dear perception, where are you? Plus 3, 4, 5, 7.
7 total?
Yes.
7 total.
A giant fucking grizzly bear.
No, a giant chork comes out of nowhere. This is part.
You hear behind you a gentle. And that's all you hear for a few moments.
Okay. I'm just gonna sit as still as possible.
No.
And hope it just goes away. But I'm also going to have my hand crossbow kind of just ready.
Okay. Figure like.
At this point, you hear a. Something flying is getting close to you. And as you turn to look at it, you see it's just an owl. It comes by, grabs a mouse that was about 3 feet away from you, and flies up into a tree.
Oh, I shed a tear for
music.
The poor mouse.
Oh, fuck.
And then get over it quickly.
And then suddenly you're attacked by a pig.
Jesus Christ!
For a second, I thought there was like a giant griffin coming. There was like, oh,
yeah, I was kind of worried about that too. I was like... But cool. Got to see an owl. See nature.
So, as the owl eats its dinner, you hear a gentle.
Just him really sleeping. I don't give a
hoot. I'll stifle a giggle at that.
Bigger parts in sleep. Like an old fart.
The owl falls from the sky.
He barfs up. The mouse is still alive.
Poppy's like,
oh my god, thank god.
And then like a secondary owl comes and
a bigger
way out of
bigger,
here.
I need you to make a perception check with disadvantage.
Hey.
I have lucky look left from yesterday. Oh no, that's on a 1. I don't have a lucky feat. So that would be an 8. Nine in total.
Nine. You take 1 fire damage as your fart calls the fire to like trail up and follow you.
Oh no.
Yes.
And then as Poppy's watch comes to an end, it's immediately healed back as you get all gain the effects of a long rest.
God damn it. God dang it.
Boy.
God dang it.
I wake up. It's like, what happened to your pants?
I just walk over and giggle and just slap him on the back like, hey, bud.
It's just a prank, bro. Is it like light around here?
As you all wake up, the clouds have kind of dissipated over the night. It's still partly cloudy, and there are some shades of red coming through in the morning sun, bouncing off the clouds. It's a little bit of a warmer day than it was yesterday. You feel now that you've kind of gotten away from kind of the icy north or the colder north of Caremore, and you're getting back into kind of more temperate climates. And with that, you all are free to carry on your journey.
So question, how
big as the hole from his pants.
Not very.
So I'm gonna look to you.
It basically just lightly charred them. There's not really any hole in there.
Okay, I was about to say, if you need me to, I can get some hair from my cock and I can just put that on your hole there. That you need that fixed or anything.
Oh no, that's all right. I'm
got to see it happen.
And oh, got I'm to see it happen. You okay. Did.
All right, I guess we get back our mounts and head on to Novigrad. I swear something was going to come at us.
Are we even going the right way? I'm just getting on the trail and going. I'm assuming one of these guys.
All three of you know the way to Novigrad.
Okay.
Even you never being there, you know the way to Novigrad. Because
well,
it's the central... it's kind of like...
this road's pointing to Novigrad. For
basically,
sure.
Yeah.
There are signs, right?
That yeah, there are signs.
But it's kind of like all roads point to the Free City, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Is it close to the middle of the continent?
It's pretty much right in the center of the continent, but also it's off to the north a little bit as well, just because the actual center... It's kind of the same reason that the capital of Florida is up north, because the exact center is actually just big swampland filled with nasty shit that's going to kill you. The exact same reasoning in here. The middle is just a swampland filled with nasty shit that's going to kill you.
Nice.
It occurred to me, now that we're literally a day and a half into our journey, that we didn't actually get anything and bring it with us, like rations and whatnot.
You also,
no, I did. Yeah,
in
I did.
Your kit,
oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. And also, two of you have the survivalist background, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the two of you, I don't know why I was pointing at you, I know you're a soldier background.
Yeah.
The two of you are able to kind of hunt and gather water, stuff like that, so there is no issue there. In fact, with the two of them combined, you all actually eat relatively well as far as being on the trail.
Oh.
And you don't have, like, your little stick rations is what they're...
Wabbit.
Okay. So they're feeding me, basically.
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, I've got some stuff that I just had on me. Not sure what my trophy from a fallen enemy is for my soldier background.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything. I don't have that.
Okay.
Figure wouldn't have that. It's ridiculous. I'm gonna play a little.
No, don't
little
go in there.
Like battle tone on my.
Oh
own.
God.
Just flick it.
Ew.
It's a lady.
They get mad.
Now he's triggered and he dies.
What the hell is that?
It's a ladybug. So fuck your shit, lady.
That's what a little orange fox. It's water.
No. Go into the light.
I feel so bad for flicking it off the cup now, because it's just gonna kill itself in the light.
I lost all sense of motion. I can't go. I don't know where we're going next.
It's just going.
Lord bug me my way. I can actually see this while we're going through the trip that we're actually having this moment right now.
This is what Vigor is doing right now. He's like riding on the horse, not even holding a rein.
Vigor's riding on the long dick of the law.
Vigor
just grabs the butterfly.
Did you say he's dusty?
Yeah, he's got a little dust on him.
Where have you been living?
Probably on the fan.
I would live on the fan too.
Or anywhere. We don't rest in this house.
That was telling. Like, Vigor's doing this for like half an hour. And then, like, Fenris just rides up next to him and it's just like.
Pay attention.
Vigor's still bored though, and he's gonna start playing, like, just like a really bad fucking song on his lute.
Wait, you brought
and
a lute?
There's a net on my
yeah,
house.
I've got a lute. We're not supposed
Make
to, like, play it on duty,
check.
But, like, not necessarily supposed to play it on duty. I brought it from one of my home, but, like, you know, the person that was in charge of me is probably dead. So, that is a 15.
You play a pretty good loot, boy, but give the devil his due.
Get your soul.
Devil went down to Georgia looking for his soul to steal.
It was in a bind because he was way behind.
It was looking like a deal.
Iconic.
Anyway, we're gonna keep riding. Or I'm gonna keep riding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Week one.
What am I? Yeah, that's exactly it. What, we're in the temperate forest kind of area.
Just a second, I'm trying to find the thing.
Oh, you're good. I'm just like looking around at the trees and shit.
Making our way down the road.
Using my imagination. Is this a dirt road or is it like cobblestone?
It's a dirt road.
Yeah, it's dirt. When it gets to cobblestone, we'll know we're getting closer going to Novigrad.
Oh, yeah?
And the way that you guys actually have to go to Novigrad, there's actually a mountain range separating. Well, Kaer Morhen's. The closest city to Kaer Morhen is actually Oxenfurt. But the way you guys have to travel is you can either choose to travel over the mountains, which is very dangerous, or you can choose to ride all the way south, just directly to the east of Oxenfurt, and cross in a pass there.
It's whatever you guys want to do. You're the... You know, I usually kept my head down.
It'll take you guys about another 2 days of travel before you get to where you could start on the mountain path.
Gotcha.
As well.
I just go the easy way.
Yeah. I've... bad times with higher elevations. Let's just go pass.
Let's go, cock. I still don't know why you two are giggling.
Can I make an insight check to see maybe if he, like, let slip or hinted at, like, maybe he, like, got this memory loss from, like, falling off of something?
Do you know where you got your memory loss from?
I know, Like, are you trying to talk to me now?
As far as your backstory goes?
Well, like, he just...
My backstory is mostly I woke up in, like, some forest area, and I woke up and I was naked. And I came to pass, for some reason, that I was a witch already, and I went to this village that I somehow saved many years ago that I didn't remember of. And they pretty much taught me what I needed to do, and then Tan told me to go back to Kaer Morhen for my medallion, I guess.
Well, he just said, Are you telling Vigor all this?
Yeah, something like that. Because I see you're curious about me.
Trying to figure him out. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, I'm afraid of heights. Basically. I want to see if that, like... Or he didn't really say, I'm afraid of heights, but he inclined it. I want to see if that might be, like, subconscious related to... His loss of memory or his problems? I know it's probably a pretty fucking high roll, if that's even allowed, but, like...
It's you know allowed, I mean? Yeah. Go ahead and make a roll.
Nah, shut man. Up, I just don't think it's going to do anything. It's an 11.
As you talk to Fenris about his past, you get a little bit of an inkling, but just the gaps in his memory prove too much for even the wise mind of Vigor to prowl through.
Wise mind of Vigor. I guess he's pretty smart. He's pretty wise.
And at this point, Fenris, I want you to roll the d20.
Shit.
My God.
3.
Okay, Poppy, d20 please.
13.
Bigger.
9.
9. So you all continue riding along at your standard pace. Your morning passes peacefully. You stop by a small little brook for lunch. It's a little bit of a scenic brook, you know, not very wide, probably about 10 feet at the widest point you can see. Not very deep either. You can tell it's just about ankle depth all the way through. Just a very small brook, easily crossable. And you all stop there. You stop for lunch. Birds are singing. It's a bright day. Just all around a very peaceful scene. Something that even in Kaer Morhen, you guys still don't see very often due to all your training and everything like that.
Well, one good thing about this, I suppose. I mean this, but a lot more bad for you all. You, said I don't really have any sort of, like, inclination or feelings for your... Some more ladybugs?
No. Fanning the smoke.
Oh.
You know, it's only like easy as shit in here.
Oh, is it?
Trying to get more of a scene of what we're looking at.
Bigger's like,
fuck, man.
This is awesome. I'm glad all your friends are dead so we can hang out by this river.
Well, to be honest, I didn't really know them that well, so I say they're more like acquaintances.
I got half an hour. Well, I guess it's been half an hour, so. Because we were eating.
Tough.
Hello, Simon.
Like, did you know any of them personally?
Not really. I didn't really talk to very many people.
Hopefully they don't come back undead or anything like that, though.
Nuts. I'm gonna just kind of stand by the water and stare off into the distance.
Okay. But we're still riding our horses.
Thought we stopped at a creek.
Oh, we did. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're having lunch right now.
Oh, okay.
Which consists on whatever you make.
I guess we'd be getting fish.
Figure can't cook and he doesn't have any sort of scratch.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, he's,
yeah,
he's
after like
proficient
30 minutes of free music, or ad-free music, you get like six ads.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You want up here?
Come on. Do-do.
Come on. All right, so... At this point, you all, you do, Poppy, you see a small herd of deer in the distance, just three or four of them. A doe, a couple fawn, or two doe and a couple fawns as well.
Babies.
Babies.
Apparently, Poppy really likes animals.
I mean, what else?
Yeah.
True.
Is this another hand?
I should have never given you that bread.
Drop it.
Geronimo. We have a dance party next to the creek.
Glow stick just wash up on the shore.
Okay. Oh.
It's like a river of piss.
I guess I'm just gonna see if I can catch some fish and fall on practicing. I'm just doing like the hand catching because I thought I was getting really good since I caught the ladybug. It's like, maybe I can catch some fish with my hands.
Okay, first off, make a survival check.
Twenty-one.
So you manage to find, as you walk probably about a quarter mile away, you're still within viewing distance of the other two, you find a small little kind of a fishing hole where there seem to be some like river trout and fish like that in there. You very gently wade in. They don't really seem to be too concerned with your presence. They just kind of swim idly around you. Go ahead and make a dexterity check.
Let's not use that one. Nine.
You put your hands in proper formation. You line up your strength with the trout raging, the trout swimming by. You, your hand comes up empty.
Damn it.
You're doing great. It's like, all over. I'm like, I'm feeling my water skin back up. I'm like, doing great.
I look at Vigor. Why don't you use your bolt to shoot some fish?
Why waste a bolt?
I'm gonna shoot a fish with my crossbow. Be like, good idea. Like, let me show you how it's done. You know, without burning, like, so many calories that the fish becomes, like, completely, like, unnecessary. And I'm going to shoot a crossbow bolt into just, I'm going to find a fish, and I'm just going to shoot the fish.
Okay. go ahead and make make an attack roll.
Fish is a DC one.
that's a 24.
You shoot the fuck out of this fish.
And I just like fucking throw my crossbow on the shore and run out. Like, I'm pulling my, like, I'm basically, how deep is this? You said it's pretty deep, right? Or it's pretty shallow, I mean, right?
The fishing hole and deepest is about 3 feet deep. So.
Okay, so I'm up to like my neck.
Yeah,
I'm like, I run in, armor on, and just like go and grab this fish.
I lean close to Poppy and I was like, I bet he's going to drown.
And I go and grab my bolt and my fish.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm going to lug it back on shore.
Okay, and you get there.
And I just, good job. That's a pretty big fish.
Huh. That's how it's done. It's because I'm so little it looks big, but it's really...
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's still a pretty big fish, though. A little meal right now.
Yeah, I just, you know, wash my armor, you know, I mean, I appreciate your, like, jujitsu, like, crazy cat eye martial arts shit that you do.
It's a 22-inch fish. It's pretty big. Nice. Decent size.
It's bigger than you.
You can probably use it as a weapon. It weighs probably about a good 4 or 5 pounds. Pretty good sized fish.
I cut its tail off as kind of, and like put it in my satchel. It's kind of like a memento of like my first time being basically a free man, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to add that to my inventory.
Fish. Here, let me just put that on my cock.
Oh my god. No, I want to keep it. I want to get it all stinky and shit in my bag. He's just becoming Danny DeVito. I didn't intend for this to happen. But okay. I'm just gonna like hand the fish to you.
Oh, thank you. Then I guess we start a little fire and cook up some fish.
Alright.
Shit's getting so weird.
I wanna give a little look around, see if I can find any like non-poisonous berry bushes.
Make a survival check.
Oh, shit. We got a hippie over here.
Where'd it go? I just thought it would be a nice addition.
No, it's a good idea. You're toting right now.
Like I got 13.
Character. You got a 13? You managed to find a decent amount of berries to add on to your fish meal.
Nifty.
Like a nice glaze. Like a nice, probably poisonous glaze. Like,
maybe. I hope so.
Woo!
Oh, that's a little dark.
It won't hurt us.
Digger's like...
No, what? I like Digger.
Digger's like posed like this. And he's like, damn, what the fuck?
Trust me, you haven't met her fully yet.
What's the Witcher universe equivalent of like, damn.
Damn?
I don't know. Okay.
Schniggle charm.
So we eat our glazed, poison glazed fish.
Probably not poisoned. Out of fairness. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I dig out a little piece of fish and I put some berries inside it and then use it as like a little fish berry sound.
Nice.
I have weird taste.
And, Poppy, as you're walking around getting your berries, you still make it back, but as you're walking around, you do notice that, further beyond, probably about 100 feet from the furthest you were picking, there's a strange area of just dead brush around. There's a strange area of dead brush just almost in a perfect circle that's strange to you.
Nope. Nope. Just gonna nope on out of there.
Nope on out of there?
Noping on out of there.
Too many
times I've almost gotten myself killed.
I see you coming back as like, hey, did you see any strange circles?
You know, of like dead brush.
You know. You know, possibly noon wraiths.
Nope.
I'm just messing with you.
No one's paying me for this shit.
You've had that one long running, so you should take a break.
Yeah, okay.
How long would you guys like to spend eating your lunch?
Oh, like 10 minutes. Like
I'm not too long.
Okay, so 10 minutes eating plus about 10 minutes cooking. So you guys are there for probably about 20 minutes. As you all are getting there. Poppy, you look around as you're packing up, and you notice a few more dead bushes a little bit closer to where you guys are camping. Make an intelligence check. Make a nature check.
Bigger's like check. It's like grease, like fairy juice.
20.
You notice these are the exact same dead bushes, like the exact same, not the same type, not the same species.
Like they followed
the
me.
The exact same ones, like they followed you.
No!
Does Vigor notice this? Or is he
no,
starting to notice
don't.
It?
I'm gonna tell you about it.
Okay.
Like, this is my witchy senses.
Guys, something weird is going on.
Since you mentioned that, Fenris, why don't you go ahead and make a perception check?
Why did you get that for me?
It's directly under your ass. There we go. That's a good lie.
Digger's lie. You led us into a nest of monsters.
10.
10? You notice your medallion is very slightly just trembling. Just. It's like your phone's vibrating, but like it's vibrating far away and you can just hear it.
Oh, I got a text. We're in a nest of monsters. For bigger.
Fuck.
It's from look me. Over to Bigger. Bigger's like.
What's a text?
Scrying devices.
Okay. Okay.
Scrying devices? I'll take it. That would be a webcam, I feel like. This would be like instant messenger.
Have you picked me up on.
See that fucking Star Trek episode where they come down and they're like, this is a fucking phone. And they're like, that's a scrying device, sire.
Because they're at like a Renaissance fair and then Picard dies. You're not gonna remember that?
No.
It was such a weird episode, man. He gets like somebody with like a fucking gun just shoots Picard because they're like time travel backwards.
Oh.
And they're just like at a Renaissance fair for some reason. And somebody, and like the enemy just like doesn't have like a phaser or anything. It's just like a glomp. It's like bam. And like Picard bleeding out. And Spock's just like, I don't know what the fuck to do about this.
Yeah. It's super bizarre. My character's just saying, just, I think we have something magical nearby. Something dangerously magical.
I just look at you and
I love my crossbow.
Because I assume mine's probably
I get my silver sword out and ready.
And then I run back to the horses.
Wait, which bushes?
The horses.
Run to the bushes.
I'm gonna run
to the horse bushes.
I'm gonna get ready, but I'm just gonna run to the horses. Like, Vigor does not need to get in a fight right now. He needs to, like, keep. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm gonna try and make it out.
Alright, then I'm just gonna fall behind.
Same. It's but like, I'll also have, like, my crossbow pulled or some shit.
My silver sword's out and ready, but just in case.
I'll have all my weapons out. Just like this. It's like tripping in.
I look to you, Vigors. I'm, make sure my cock's okay.
I like look at his dick and I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
So you guys got on your horse and you're fleeing the shrubbery?
If I can make it to the horse, yeah.
I don't trust the
shrubbery. I mean, I'm assuming you're going to like shoehorn us into a battle no matter what happens right now.
Do you want me to shoehorn you
into not necessarily.
Battle?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's an option for Vigor to run, he's going to run and get out.
Yeah, I'd rather not get attacked by bushes.
Yeah, after what we've been through,
you guys want a little bit of DM insight right here?
Yeah, can I roll insight on the DM?
Roll insight on the DM.
Hang on, I'm getting in tune with the universe real fast. Dang. Yeah, I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2.
Yeah.
Well, even with that insight check, you realize that these monsters have 4 health apiece.
They have what?
They have 4 health apiece.
Oh.
4
hit points. Oh. I think I know what it is.
Okay.
And they're vulnerable to fire.
Oh.
I just don't even
want to. You know, I was. Yeah.
Like, if we're fed, like, let's
talk about an XP farm. Because there's like.
Oh, I see. I get it. But I mean, Vigor still
like 16
wouldn't do
of them, so.
Vigor still wouldn't do it. So I just, you know, I have to be that.
That's a lot
I have to be
of
that asshole and be like, I'm going to do what my character would do. It's like Vigor wouldn't fucking need to get out here. He's running. This is Vigor's running music. He's only going like 1 mile now. So.
I'm just gonna turn to you.
Wait, no, it's only that.
As your midget friend runs off.
What would you like to do about?
And you see now, as you all are sitting there talking, and Bigger is like limping away practically. He's going at his full speed, but to the rest of you guys, it's like a gentle limp.
I'm like, run, you fools! And they're like, yeah, it's 4 hit point monster right there. We're monster hunters.
And you guys,
it's probably nothing that dangerous.
That these bushes start to split and almost seemingly multiply. As you just see, basically almost like baby Groots, as they just walk towards you. But they're not cute, they're ugly as shit.
No.
Oh, they're like red caps, but they're like bark-skinned red caps.
A little bit, yeah. They're literally twig blights. They're twig blights. they're just like, kind of walking towards you. They're about 40 feet away, and you
Poppy.
Can tell they'll be there in like 12 seconds.
Hey, Poppy, you wanna burn some bush?
Take a D4 DM.
Figure's gonna hear them like getting ready to battle, and he's just gonna like turn around and just shoot like a crossbow bolt like in the general direction of like around them.
Make
like
an attack roll?
Like out of fear, just like
God. We're all gonna die.
Nat 20 on all bushes.
That's a 15.
You managed to hit one. Go ahead. Roll damage. You know what? Fuck it. Roll damage.
Holy shit.
Fine.
Okay.
Five damage.
Five damage?
Yeah.
You shoot this thing right in the goddamn eye and it's dead.
Run, you fools!
Best lucky shot ever.
Yeah, right.
How many would you say there is there? Exactly.
15 now.
Oh, fuck!
Should have listened to Vigor, dude.
So here's Vigor.
Listen to the miniest map.
No, I guess this is us.
Do you guys want me to get one of the tiles up for you?
We can use this.
No, I'm fine.
This is fine.
I mean, I was just kind of mind's eye of this.
Are we rolling initiative? I didn't think we were rolling.
Yeah,
initiative.
You know what? After that, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh my fucking god.
And I'm gonna use horde rules for this one, just so you guys know.
Oh my god, you guys should have run.
There's 15 there.
I got 12.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
11 for me.
20!
What's
the matter? Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. Hi, come on.
This is gonna be what kills us. I did it again.
Come on, you can jump. Jump.
Jump, you fool.
No, Simon's lazy. He will not jump. Okay, up first is Fenris. Fenris, they are about 35 feet from you.
Boy. You piss yourself?
I'm guessing that's Igni.
It's gonna get light.
Does Igni even reach 35 feet?
Oh.
Let's take a look here.
They double check that rule, actually.
Igni is a 15-foot cone.
Yeah, I'm gonna get closer and then do Igni.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, depending on how you can line it up, you can get upwards of, like... 6 of them at most if you line it up right.
Yeah, that'd be good.
They're spread out in a weird fashion.
Yes, for some of them.
Alright, so you cast Igni.
Yep.
That's a 15-foot cone. They have to make a dexterity saving throw. I'll tell you what, go ahead and roll your 1d6 fire damage.
4.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Wait, all of them?
No, just the 6 he killed.
So there was 14, now there's,
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 left.
10 left.
In a similar manner... I don't know why I'm talking like that.
In a similar manner...
I'm going to just walk up next to my good old pal over here.
This dog is great. This dog's so awesome.
Now, so shoot off my Igni.
Alright. Go ahead and roll your 1d6 fire damage.
Can I take your dog?
I'd prefer you didn't.
I'm genuinely obsessed with this dog.
Alright, so,
You need a little dog that's been attacked by 6 coyotes.
I guess so.
Okay. That's your bonus action. There's 2 of them left, and they're scared shitless. They've shed out some little burnt berries on the ground.
Aw, man.
They're just looking at you in horror as you burned all of their friends alive.
Aww. Holy shit. Good night. You guys just performed genocide.
I just like noticed I didn't even have combat music on, but you know, what's the point?
We just camped in their city and then killed them.
It's fine. It's what we're here for.
We're literally like Hitler.
Well, they could have probably attacked some kids someday. We'd probably save somebody.
Oh, yeah, good night. Bye. That was midday.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
I like that that's become Poppy's catchphrase now. What is it, buddy? I'm right here. I love you infinitely. So, you shouldn't need anything else. Literally, right. Do you want that burger?
That's what he's looking at.
That's what he's looking at. He wants the burger.
Do you want that? Because I will give it to you. And no one can stop
me. He wants that meat.
I will stop you.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck guts.
My utopian future is one we're loved
about. With this.
Same. I don't know what he said, but...
My utopian future is one where we don't get attacked by twig blights.
That's what they are?
Yeah, they're twig blights.
Is it their turn, my turn? What's going on?
Do you have anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay, Vigor, it is your turn.
It is my turn?
Yes.
How far away am I now? Like, I
you
look to
are
see...
35 feet away.
Oh, I'm going to light a torch and throw it at them.
Are you going to try to hit one of them with this torch?
Yeah, I'd like to just get it, like, in the brush, you know, in the middle of them. I see that, like, they're standing around casually,
okay,
just, like,
literally,
lighting them.
Literally, there is no brush left. It is all just burnt twig blights at this point. There's just two of them left standing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The brush itself, they were, like, moving as a pack very slowly.
I see.
We did this.
Hey, it would have been a surprise attack roll, then we would have been dead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll throw a torch at one of them. I have nine torches left.
All right. Yeah, that'll hit. And go ahead and roll the 1d4.
It's be like fucking.
Just trying.
Where's my guy? Oh, here it is. I won't leave you behind. I mean, you know, unless you just don't come. But 2.
Okay, roll it again for the fire damage.
We can just leave one standing so he can go back and tell his no friends.
It's dead.
Just a singular one. Cool. I've taken out 2. And I have no magic cat eye abilities. So, like, I'm basically on par with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, at this point, it's that one's turn. And he's just gonna, like, use his little baby Groot burning legs and just run away.
That's right. If you don't want us to knock on your wood, you shouldn't have come and knock it out.
I mean, I totally encroached. I probably picked some of their berries, honestly.
It's all popping off.
You fumbled their balls and picked them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You castrated, like.
You probably gave one a circumcision.
You know what you call a bad circumcision? A rip off.
Oh my god.
I don't
man,
even
I'm
have
Jewish,
a pee-pee
so.
That hurt.
What's going on, Simon? Oh my god, we're falling. We're going to die.
Okay, so there is one
like,
left,
okay.
And Fenris, whatever. It's your turn now. He's 40 feet away.
Grab that one.
That's what I was actually thinking.
It's our pet now.
Oh. I'm down.
I bolt right after it.
Okay. What's your movement speed?
30 speed.
Okay, so you're going to dash... You managed to get in front of it, but that's all you can do for your action. Poppy, it is your turn.
I'm just going to start walking back to the horses.
Vigor?
Vigor was like, I was fucking joking. Like, you can't keep that.
Oh, I know. I was just going to mess with it.
What's wrong?
It's okay, like, you speak. That brings us back to it, and it kind of slows down, and it's going to try to run past you.
I just have my sword
gonna,
out.
It's just gonna give you a berth, so it's like 10 feet away from you now on your right side.
Oh my goodness, Simon. Oh my goodness, Simon.
God.
You're so good, buddy.
I was like, now that I feel like that he's just joking, I was like, it's like, should I?
Nah, grab it if you want. Vigor's an animus, so like he thinks that...
Actually, yeah. How far away is the creek from here?
You're probably about... 20 feet away from the creek.
Okay, I'm gonna try to go grab him and then I'm gonna throw him in the creek. And then we're gonna go on our way.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I need you to make an athletics check.
Son of a bitch. 1.
You rolled a natural 1. This guy with a -2 rolled a 17 on his athletics.
You realize what's going to happen, right? This one twig blight's going to get away and become the main villain after being like, you killed my whole family, and he's going to become like really evil and big and bad.
So,
giant Hydra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tower.
Get back on the horses, I only assume.
To Shit Eater, yeah.
Bigger.
Right.
Yeah,
up.
I'm going to get
back
on the pony.
On Shit Eater. He gets back on...
Falling on my face in the mud.
Whippersnapper,
the long dick of the law. Yeah.
And Fenris, this twig blight is just... just...
Can I still be able to catch it?
Yeah, you can catch
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going to run after it again. Grab it, and I'm going to throw it in the creek.
Make an athletic check.
Just running around, Looney Tunes style.
2!
Is it athletics?
It's your athletics.
We're just cackling.
Where's athletics?
It's like the very first one.
Oh, it's acrobatics?
Second one.
Athletics. Animal handling?
It says athletics.
Six. Oh.
Eight.
You managed to grab it.
Okay.
You just like pick this thing up by its little twig blight neck.
Oh God.
So you try to sneak up on us, but you know what? Since you're the last one, I'm gonna give you some mercy. Now I'm gonna make you. Oh, you look a little thirsty now, don't you? Because you look a little hot. All right. So you know what I'm gonna do?
And I'm gonna swing around like Bowser with Mario. And I'm gonna swing him and try to swing him to the lake.
Oh.
Okay.
You went down.
Roll a d20.
What do you want?
That was a 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Add your strength modifier.
Eight.
You're like a baby. I don't know.
8 total?
Yep.
Okay. Roll a d6.
5.
5. As you throw him over the creek, you don't get it quite far enough. He bounces off a rock.
Oh my God.
And falls into the creek lifeless.
Well, I think my job's done for the day. And I've just marched back prideful that I knew he got a good drink out of that.
Holy shit.
Don't worry, he looked a little thirsty, guys, that I just let him have his final drink there.
Oh,
then I get
God.
Back on my cock and I start.
We watched him belt, okay.
Figured, like.
Oh boy.
I don't even understand. You know, it's like he's got these
Zach,
things.
Where vigor isn't, where vigor is, like an animus.
Yeah.
Twig blights are created through black magic. They are not natural beings.
Okay. Okay.
So
well, see,
you would actually kind of hate them because
that's what happened
at
first.
Desecrated nature.
Because he's very superstitious. So at first he thought like weird creepy witcher shit would happen, which he was right. But then he saw that they were like little things, and then he was like, don't hurt them. But then he realized what they were. So he's
also,
having all these conflicting.
Up,
he's at breakdown. It's a breakdown.
My two witchers.
You went off.
You guys realize that you've never seen that kind of monster before.
Yeah.
You
know, after
you
all
guys
my witch knowledge,
that even in all of the studies, all of the books that Vesemir and Geralt had at Kaer Morhen, you realize you've never really seen a monster.
I'm actually
like that.
I feel like my character will actually be looking through his bestiary just to see if you can find that kind of monster.
Your bestiary is blank, so you
no,
would
it's
not,
not
find it.
Oh, it? Oh.
You can
write. Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking there was stuff already on it.
What's going on?
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
Why did you kill them?
Isn't it like your job?
They were coming up on us.
That is true.
To know
where. And they look pretty demonic.
Isn't it like your job and practice to know exactly what that was?
Let me look at a Witcher thing about the bestiary, because I think you can actually do something to like figure out shit with the monsters.
So you saying that you don't believe that? You're saying that is a new monster?
Yeah, I believe that's some new monster.
Okay, what
that's
the
weird,
thing
right?
You can do is you can meditate for 5 minutes on this. You can do your Witcher meditation, and you will learn all about this monster.
Okay. I'm down.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so the two of you meditate on this, and you realize you decided to give it the name Twig Blight, because that's pretty much all it was. Twig Blights are relatively small monsters. They're classified as small, usually no more than 3 feet tall at the highest. And you also realize that they are created through black magic. They're an awakened plant that can get up and walk around. You realize that as long as they stay motionless, you cannot tell them from another dead piece of shrubbery. And you also know that they don't really have to have eyes to see. They can see around them no matter what.
They're like mycelium. And Vigor kind of explains this. Like, so, because this has to do with his beliefs and shit. Well, I guess there's no really reason. They get it.
Yeah.
It's like mycelium. It doesn't fucking matter. That would help you. And not at all. You don't
I mean, they had the
this shit.
Size of Necker, and they just look very cursed.
But if they're, okay, so if there's new monsters,
Did somebody leave a trap for us? Because it sounds like, from what you tell me, that they need to be, like, created in a way.
You could be... No.
No, what's your theory, Fenris?
Just after the fighting with the, you know, the guy with the mask and all his cultists, I think we might have been taken to another dimension. But that's probably not possible. I still see the road, the signs of Novigrad, so we're still, I think we're going the right way.
Sad, dude.
It just feels a little weird to me right now. Not sure if you see anything that's a little bit different.
As we're riding along, too, like, we're riding, we're not just sitting and talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah.
you guys can meditate and ride at the same time.
Do you think maybe this guy's trying to make a leak for whatever reason?
Or that he's just making new monsters in our world or something like that. Poppy? Any?
I don't know, man.
He said something about a second coming, right?
He did.
Second coming of what? I'm no historian, so.
I mean, the thing is, there's a cycle that happened with black monsters into the world. I'm not sure if he's talking about newer monsters that come into the world. I'm just mumbling the entire time, and maybe something like, maybe so.
Fenris is like sharpening. Fenris? I'm not Fenris. Vigor's just like sharpening his dagger while he rides along and talks. These guys.
Poppy's just gonna have her hands in her bag, just playing with those bear eyes.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Just twiddling them.
Actually, yeah. Can I, you know, yeah. Since we're, like, just riding along and doing stuff, I've got 1.5 foot of bear skin that still has some flesh on it. Can I use my dagger and, like, kind of try and cut the rest of the meat off and, like, salt it, store it?
Yeah.
And then I want to take that skin and see if I can just, like, put it on my horse's head without bothering him and, like, dry it out while we watch, you know?
Be damn halfless, but...
I mean, we've got a long ride ahead of us. I'm just thinking about, like, you know, what I can do with this shit.
I'll allow it.
Okay, cool. So I had, like, some bear meat.
Some salted bear, some bear jerky.
Yeah,
welcome to bear jerky pony.
And a rotting bear hide, essentially.
It fucked up? It got rotted?
No, it didn't fuck up. It's just that's kind of the whole process of tanning, is it rots first and then becomes usable.
Got it. So it's not leather
it's
yet.
It's going to smell like shit for a while.
Yeah, can you smell terrible between the fishtail?
Yeah. I'd say I'm wearing, like, a little girl sweaty old armor from, like, the basement. And then, like,
Do you mind Mitchell now?
No.
Here.
Okay.
Bye.
So we continue onward. Have I seen any sign of civilization? Like, I understand. Vigor knows that he's, like, in the wild backwoods where Caramorin is. But, like,
See some abandoned cabins here and there. It's the woods surrounding Caramorin and really this entire mountain range. There's no really heavy signs of civilization because it's so cut off from everything else on the other side of the mountain range. So think of it kind of like this, how back in the colonial times, pretty much the Appalachian Mountains were a border until we found the Cumberland Gap.
Yeah.
The only reason I know so much about this is because we've been teaching it the past week, but you guys are basically kind of looking for the Cumberland Gap right now. Is essentially what's happening.
Next abandoned cabin I find,
mm-hmm.
I want to pull off road and check it out.
Okay.
You have nothing planned anyway.
Yeah, that's very true. I actually like this. Like, you guys are making this a lot easier because you're giving me such good stuff to work with here.
I'm having fun, man. I feel like we know our characters now, so it's like, I'm into the dog. Shit.
The
he's
dog
going to punch
you.
Come here, son. Come here.
Oh, son,
so all right, so as you guys make your way, you're looking out for another cabin.
Yeah.
Roll the d20, Fenris.
I mean, they probably aren't doing that, but I'm doing it.
One.
Poppy, roll a d20.
10.
10.
20.
Vigor.
7.
7. All right. A couple more hours pass, the afternoon gets later into the day, where it is kind of the fall of the year, the sun is setting earlier and earlier. So it's starting, you can tell the sky is starting to get red around 5:30 or so. You realize you've probably got about an hour and a half left of sun left.
Perfect. We're gonna camp good tonight. Don't have to worry too much, or worry less. You see these old cabin ruins along the edge of the wood. We're going to stay in there.
Right. Yes, and you do eventually find kind of an old abandoned cabin. It's not been abandoned for very long, just a couple of years at most. It's not really been overrun or anything. It was a well-built stone house. Basically just kind of some vines growing up through the windows and stuff like that.
Okay, I'll check it out first. I'm going to get off long dick of the law, knock my crossbow, kind of stealth up to the door, and then kick it in and fucking SWAT team this shit.
As you kick the door in, you are attacked by nothing but dust.
Oh.
Just shoot
dust
crossbow.
Dust and a random spider here.
I'm going to shoot my crossbow into the floor and be like, oh!
Okay.
And then I'm going to be like, there's a monster in here, but I took it down and threw it out the window. Everything's safe.
I'm looking at the door and I see him doing that. I was like, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay, just take care of the body. I'm just going to rest my cock down here.
Is there a place we can tie our horses at?
You find a small little place where you can tie your horses up.
Is there a water trough?
Hey, Momo!
She started crying. You're sad.
Oh, no.
But you're sad. What's the matter?
She missed the plot.
Yeah, she was like, what's happening to my favorite character, Vigor?
Your mother burned some bush. So she gave a little smile there.
You want your
Momo!
You want your
Momo?
You want your Baba? You want to make your
Baba? Momo, world thanks, scary.
Momo, world star.
She got an 8.
Alright, so I pluck my crossbow bolt out.
Yep.
How many do I have of these, actually? I should probably be paying attention. Oh. Okay, I've got 15 left.
You let me upside down.
Alright, so you guys go about through the night. You do manage to Vigor while the others go about gathering firewood and preparing stuff like that.
I'm just gonna pour that
you
in.
Do, there is a well that was close by.
Oh.
So, and it was one that the previous occupants had dug. So what you do is you dig like a small trench, probably about 2 feet wide and about 10 feet long, about a foot deep or so. Nothing too terribly, what's the word I'm looking for? Too terribly time consuming.
Yeah.
It takes you pretty much till sundown. You get the horses fed. There's plenty of grown up grass in the backyards and vines for them to graze on. So as far as that goes, you're pretty well set. The horses are being taken care of.
Nice.
Cock Shithead and Whippersnapper, the long dick of the law, are very happy.
Cool.
They name their horses, not me.
Shit Dick?
Is it Shit Dick?
I don't remember.
I thought it was Dick Shit.
Shit Eater.
Shit Eater.
Yeah, shit eater.
Yeah.
It's just Shit Something.
So Cock Shit Eater and Whippersnapper, the long dick of the law.
When's your horse's birthday?
I don't know. When did I say that?
July.
Yeah.
You got a horse?
No. I was talking in my sleep, and apparently one night I raised up and said, "Hey, today's my horse's birthday."
And we heard your phone click.
Congratulations.
I thought you were playing the game.
Probably called 911.
911, what's your emergency? It's my horse's birthday!
Oh shit, that Weird Valley folk again. Hell.
No, we were in Indian Boundary, so where were we?
We were in our cabin in Ohio.
Oh, nice. Oh, it was Ohio.
Good job, honey.
Oh yeah, that makes it even weirder, because I was like up on the balcony by myself, asleep. And they were like all downstairs in the king bed, and all three of them sleeping. It's my horse's birthday!
You do say aww. Some weird crap in your head.
The
okay, so
I think you sent me the proof of that.
I know I did.
Yeah, I guess we're just getting the cabin set up for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
I'm gonna walk around in the cabin and like look around for anything interesting or useful. Because Vigor's nosy like that.
Make an investigation check.
This house has dead people.
Just under the floorboards.
14.
14. With the fading light, you draw your torch and light it. Careful now, woman.
It's gonna be the cabin in the woods.
Oh, hi, Mark.
If you tap now to watch a short video,
You'll receive 30 minutes of ad-free.
What was that? 30 minutes ad-free, Morgan.
Yeah.
She just looks at me like, really?
All right, so as you walk around, you don't really find too much abuse. You do manage to find kind of an old shack that had... You walk around that kind of outskirts of the property, and there is an old shack that a tree has fell through. Looking around in that shack, you do find a bar for the door.